Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Please tell me I'm not the only one who does something super embarrassing, but you do it because it's cute. Or maybe your husband does something that he would never want to tell his like guy friends, but you're like, I think it's adorable.
Oh.
What is it? 314-531-9898. I have a few of these because I'm just embarrassing, so let me embarrass myself for a few seconds here. My wife and I are celebrating our 8th wedding anniversary, 18 years together. We're high school sweethearts.
Congratulations.
We have a phrase or a saying, too. And maybe you guys have this, too, that just like you, only you get it or you have that you guys always say back and forth to each other. So if you have that as well, 314-531-9898. So if you have an embarrassing story, something cute you do that's just like the two of you that only you guys get or those phrases, because our high school prom was you and me off that Lifehouse song. You know that Lifehouse song,
yeah.
You and me?
Yeah.
And so I always tell her you and me, and then she says me and you, or she says you and me, and I say me and you back.
Aww.
And it was the whole theme to our entire wedding. And so we have the saying you and me, kind of like against the world, you and me forever, you and me. So it's a phrase.
And all of the people.
Yes. So you and me is a phrase that we do have together. The other thing that I think is probably more embarrassing that only my wife has seen, is, and I don't talk about it much because it's so embarrassing. You guys know what is, I don't really get embarrassed. What is the only thing that embarrasses me?
Taking pictures.
Well, no. I mean, I'm awkward during pictures, but I'm not embarrassed. I'm just awkward. What is the
dancing?
Dancing. My wife sees me put on like dance parties and shows and performances. Dancing makes me so anxious. I actually just read this. There's 1% of people that can't hear music. I'm the 1%.
Yeah, I believe.
It's really actually a thing. It's like, I forgot what it can be diagnosed with. I don't hear beats and tones and rhythm. I can't hear it. I'm part of this 1%. I'm a 1%er guy, of course. But I can't hear it. So I don't hear music the same way other people hear it. I have anti-rhythm. Like literally, I have to watch clap beats and I'm still always off. That's how bad I am. But when my wife is sad or she's in a bad...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mood, I will put on like musical performances for her.
What? Really?
Yes. Yes, it's so embarrassing. But she loves them, I think, because I think I'm so embarrassing. But I'll sing like these made up songs for her, and I'll stand up on tables, and
wow.
I will perform until she can smile and giggle and just laugh at my silliness. She's the only person who's ever seen these performances. And she literally just brought it up the other day. She was like, it's been a while since I've gotten one of you those like Brett performances. And I was like, oh, I guess I owe you one. And I did
well,
one.
It's your anniversary today.
Yeah. I did one this past weekend.
Oh,
I
gave her like, we
I was like there dancing and singing. Once the kids were gone to bed, I kind of did like a little performance. That
I
is just
can't even picture this.
No
one can picture it. It's so embarrassing. But only she sees it. And she's the only one. But yes, I will dance for her.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's
awesome.
That's huge for you.
That's great.
You
know, it's so awkward to even talk about it. Like, cause
I know, you're like freaking out. It's
you
okay.
So bad.
You talk about awkward. I'm going to share a picture of what I do for my wife
boy.
You guys are getting on your phone right now.
Wow.
Because Sarah actually made me move the little chair that we got my son for his birthday so he could play video games up to the front room in front of our chairs. So that naturally the phones are slow.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a text message yet, dude.
But naturally.
Let me see.
Naturally.
Kevin rubbing his wife's feet.
It's me rubbing my wife, Sarah's feet.
Oh, my God.
You can't just post those pictures, though, Kevin, because you can sell those feet for a lot of money.
No, people are into that.
It's going to be
But look at
fans.
That. You do like a whole like, foot massage thing, like a spa
a whole
parlor.
Foot massage thing for her. To me, I think it's the only reason why she keeps me around. Is because
you give a good foot massage?
I give a good foot massage, but yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You want to embarrass your boyfriend? What is something that he would never tell his boys, but you do it and you find it the cutest thing ever?
We have a ton of these. So first of all, the name Momo. I call him Momo all the time. His family calls him it now, and he actually calls himself Momo sometimes.
This guy lives at the gym.
Yeah, and he's like the biggest guy.
Oh, what's up, locker room guy? And someone go, what up, Momo?
Yeah, and I say it weird. I'm like, Momo, like a little baby. But I call him that because when he was little and he was bad, his parents would call him Momo the Monster acting up. And so his parents told me that. And so then I was kind of like joking around with it, but now it like actually sticks.
My wife
actually call him Momo.
My wife's nickname for me is not like wimpy like Momo. She calls me like Thunder God.
Oh,
all right. There he is, Thor Mega, everybody.
Yeah. She calls me Mega Man.
Yeah. Also, Matt and I, my boyfriend, we have a ton of like hand signals we do to each other in the gym that I didn't realize that nobody understood what they meant until he actually brought it up yesterday because he's like, wow, we kind of look weird like doing all these hand signals.
Really?
But it's how we communicate when we're both working out.
That's cute.
That's kind of weird, but kind of
like, flight attendants.
Right? Yeah. We'll see each other across the gym, and if I put my like hands and my fists across my chest, that means I need my back cracked. So it'll come over to me and just do it and then walk away.
Aww.
So we have all these weird things, or if I do like a cupping motion with my hand.
Yeah,
that
it looks like you're trying to cup his like testicles.
I will hold my arms up and do the cupping motion to him, and that means I need him to hold my feet during a pull-up. So we have all these like weird finger things.
I thought that was I own your balls.
Come over here and let me cup you. Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant.
That's right. Yeah.
I wouldn't cradle your balls right now.
Okay, what is something that is just so you? Like no one would truly understand it but it's your guys' relationship that you're like, I think it's super cute. But it's a little awkward. It's a little weird, like the cupping motion. 314-531-9898. We want to hear your stories on Y98. I didn't think it-
is always on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes the most embarrassing things are the cutest things. Love is kind of embarrassing and cute at the same time.
Yeah.
What is something that you and your significant have that is just so inside? Like, it's either a phrase or a saying that only the two of you would really understand, or you do something they're like, we would never tell our friends, but it's really cute. 314-531-9898. I was sharing some of mine because it's my 8th wedding anniversary. Now, like, when my wife's like kind of down and out in a bad mood, I hate dancing. It's literally probably one of the only things that embarrasses me. And I'll like dance and put on like musicals and plays, and I'll just be these over the top I don't know what you would call them. I guess you could call them a performance in our house just to put a smile on her face. 314-531-9898.
Yeah, we got a text that's super cute. It says, my boyfriend and I hang out a lot at a certain bar that has touch tunes, and if I'm out of town, I will play our song so he knows I'm thinking about him. We're the only ones that would ever play that song there. And she didn't, or whoever texted in, did not include what song it is.
I was so curious.
So I wonder what it is. Maybe they're embarrassed, or maybe they want to keep it a secret or something, but it's a certain song that they know when they play it, they're thinking of each other, which is cute.
The power of music is so strong. I've told this story more than once on the air, but I don't think you could tell it enough. We lost my mom to dementia. And so she was kind of drifting away. Even by the time we got married, we lost her 4.5 years ago. And I remember my dad going up to the DJ at our wedding, and we had a destination wedding in St. Lucia. And he goes, hey, like, can you play our wedding song for my wife? Can you play it during the middle of the ceremony? Whenever you want to play, just play it. And it's called Looking for Love. And it's not like a really popular song by any means. And it was actually from this like John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy.
Cowboy, yep.
And the DJ played it. And my mom instantly looked at my dad. Like, and it's gone. She's like, that's our wedding song. And my mom was in a wheelchair at the time, like was struggling to walk. And my dad wheeled her out, and she got up out of the wheelchair. Everyone cleared the dance floor, and they just danced. It's just the two of them.
Oh,
and my dad sang every word to her. And to show you the power of like a song that is special to you, the day my mom died, the next day we went out for like drinks as I was getting ready to fly out to her funeral. I was sitting at a Texas barbecue place, and a band was playing. A band, live music, and just started playing that song out of nowhere. That song is, nobody plays this song. No one's ever heard it. And this live band started playing that song, and my wife looked at me, and I was like, that's your parents' wedding song the day after my mom died. That song played from a live band. There is just power in music, power in those type of emotions. Megan, what does your husband or significant other do that's so special to you guys? It might be a little awkward. The people might just not get, but it's something that's just the two of you.
Yeah, my husband and I, we've been together for 12 years, and our first kiss was in college, and there may have been a couple drinks before our first kiss. And I'm 5'1", and my husband is 6 foot.
Wow.
And so a pretty big height difference there.
Yeah.
And he went to give me a kiss, and he gave me like a peck on my nose. Like, he just kind of gave me like a cute little peck on my nose.
He's like, I'd have to do a squat to get down there, lady.
Yeah, I kind of just like walked away, and I was like, oh, that's sweet. Like, obviously we'd been drinking. Like, he just gave me this cute little peck. And the next day when we were kind of talking about it, he said, oh, I completely misread your height. I'm really sorry about that. And now it's just our thing. Like, he, we always, like, it's always a peck on my nose before he leaves for the day to go to work.
Aww.
He always
has
on my nose. So that's our thing.
Everyone literally just gave a collective, oh, that is so cute. Even in our vows for my wife, she made sure that, like, you put forehead kisses, like, it's, you know, it's got to be part of our, like, it's locked in. So those nose kisses are locked in for life, Megan.
For sure.
You guys sound like an amazing couple. Thanks you so much for sharing.
Thanks,
Matt. Katie, what's something that just between you and your significant other, maybe other people hear it and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but you're like, it makes sense to us. It's so cute.
Yeah. So the first time that I texted my husband love, L-U-V, Siri changed it to lug. And he's like, you lug me? And I'm like, yes, I lug you. And so the first card he gave me after that, he wrote, I love you on it. And so now we just text each other love, and that's just kind of part of our
That's funny, because if someone heard you guys out in public, they're like, are those two drunk? Yeah. Right? She just said love.
Lug. Searching for lug.
Katie, we appreciate you sharing that story. We love you too, okay?
Thanks. Love you guys. Yeah,
that's too much fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.